This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the country is setting new benchmarks in space technology, with visionary scientists and innovators providing solutions to future challenges. Addressing the nation in the 118th episode of his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani today, Mr. Modi commended the nation's recent achievements in the space sector, lauding the Bengaluru-based Indian space tech startup Pixel for successfully launching the country's first private satellite constellation, Firefly. The Prime Minister called it a significant step towards self-reliance. The Prime Minister also applauded the space docking of satellites conducted by Indian Space Research Organization recently.
Hamare scientists ne satellites ki space docking karai hai. Ye takneek antariksh mein space station tak supply bhejne aur crew mission ke liye ahem hai. Bharat aisa chautha desh bana hai jisne ye safalta hasil ki hai.
On the participation of the youth in the ongoing Mahakumbh at Prayagraj in Uttar Pradesh, Mr. Modi said, when the young generation connects with its civilization with pride, its roots become stronger. The National Disaster Response Force, NDRF, is celebrating its 20th raising day today. In his message on the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi saluted the brave personnel of NDRF. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, the NDRF has set global standards in disaster response and management. Speaking during the 20th Raising Day celebrations of the NDRF in Vijayawada in Andhra Pradesh today, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said, India has emerged as a global leader in disaster management and in the area of disaster-resilient infrastructure. The country is leading the world. A fire broke out at Sector 19 of Mahakumbh Mela in Prayagraj. The fire has been brought under control. As per reports, the fire broke out while food was being cooked in a tent. The Mahakumbh 2025 official handle on a social media post said the fair administration brought the fire under control with promptness as soon as it received the information about the fire in the premises. In Maharashtra, the Mumbai police today arrested a man from Thane West area accused of stabbing Bollywood star Saif Ali Khan today. Addressing the media, DCP Zone 9, Dikshit Gedam, said that some items seized from the accused, identified as Muhammad Sharifull Islam Shehzad, indicate that he is a Bangladeshi national and doesn't have any valid Indian identity proof. A temporary ceasefire between Israel and the Palestinian armed group Hamas commenced today after a three-hour delay, facilitating a critical step toward de-escalation in the ongoing conflict. Mediator Qatar confirmed the start of the truce. Israel has confirmed receiving from Hamas the names of the three captives to be freed on the first day of the implementation of the agreement. Prime Minister of Israel Benjamin Netanyahu on social media platform posted that the security establishment is now checking the details. Israeli Prime Minister's office said four other female hostages could be freed in 7 days. The first phase of the agreement, lasting 6 weeks, involves the release of captives by both sides, with Hamas set to free 33 Israeli hostages, including women, children and elderly individuals taken during the 7th October 2023 attack. In exchange, Israel will release a larger number of Palestinian prisoners and around 1,000 detained post-October 7. Reports say displaced Palestinians in Gaza have begun returning to their homes. Millions of TikTok users in the United States are no longer able to watch or share videos on the social media platform as a federal ban on the popular app takes effect. The newly enacted U.S. law prohibiting the use of the platform came into effect today, a day before the inauguration of President-elect Donald Trump. The Indian men's and women's teams are all set to compete in the finals of the Kho-Kho World Cup today. Both teams will face Nepal at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium, New Delhi. The Indian women's team will play their final match in a short while from now, followed by the men's final at 7:45 p.m. At the India Open Badminton in New Delhi, Denmark's Victor Axelsen has won the men's singles title. South Korea's An Se-young clinched the women's singles. In the under-19 women's T20 cricket, India kick-started their title defence at the tournament with a dominant 9-wicket victory over the West Indies at Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.